WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1980, brothers David and Jerry Zucker and their pal Jim Abrams broke into the front ranks of Hollywood comedy with their rapid-fire disaster film parody, Airplane. Since then, they've amicably divorced. Jerry Zucker went on to make last year's giant hit, Ghost. Big brother David has been handling the police spoof franchise. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of the latest cop comedy, Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear.
The trouble is that when you've staked out a line of comedy that depends on delivering a guffaw in every shot, three heads are very much better than one. The danger of the Zucker method is simply this. These movies are so packed with throwaway gags that they heighten the audience's anticipation. You come to expect more and more hilarity per second, and then when the movie can't deliver, your resentment of the flat jokes overwhelms your delight at the fizzy ones. David Zucker's first attempt to direct a movie without his partners was the original 1988 Naked Gun. It was weaker than Airplane or Top Secret, but still had some snap. So does this sequel, but not nearly enough. Once again, our hapless hero is Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin, whose boundless confidence is never for a second supported by his abilities. Leslie Nielsen plays Drebin as one endless macho joke. And one of the Zucker's original inspirations was to surround him with other macho disaster movie veterans like George Kennedy and O.J. Simpson, all of whom work very hard to make men's men look like dopes dopes. As in this scene, in which Nielsen, Kennedy, and Simpson dip into their knowledge of the sweet science to identify a thug.
Hector Savage from Detroit. Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
That's funny enough, but the Naked Gun 2.5 isn't very often. Part of the problem is that, as weird as it sounds, Drebin could use some character development. The great comic characters, from Chaplin's Little Tramp and Keaton's Stoneface to Jacques Tati's Hulot, have always had identifiable traits and qualities, however surreal. They were people, even if they weren't quite earthlings. Drebin isn't a person, he's a joke machine, and not a terribly efficient one. In fact, Zucker has got him mugging and double-taking in a way that underscores the lame gags and breaks up the timing of the good ones. Nielsen is better when he's stolid and calm. And he's much more effective delivering incongruous lines than making Jerry Lewis faces. I like him, for instance, in this scene, in which his old girlfriend Jane, played by Priscilla Presley, introduces him to the evil oil company magnate played by Robert Goulet.
Frank, this is Quentin Habsburg of Hexagon Oil Company.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Drebin. Frank Drebin, I believe I've used some of your restroom.
Turns out Habsburg has been dating innocent Jane, and Drebin can't help it if his jealousy flares.
I've been dating, too. Nice girl, an author. She wrote the book on male sexual dysfunction. You've probably read it.
I beg your pardon.
Frank, please.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sure that we can handle this situation maturely, just like the responsible adults that we are. Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Of course, Mr. Poopy Pants has evil plans. He wants to derail America's alternative energy policy, the better to shore up his own oil profits and the profits of his pals in the nuclear and coal industries. Does that sound funny? Not very, I'm afraid. Has Hollywood gotten so pious and self-important that we need pro-ecology messages wedged into our summer popcorn? Even those of us who agree with Zucker's stance may wish that he had concentrated less on being politically correct and more on being comically correct.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.